It's Dr. David Carpenter, who is a professor at the Albany School of Public Health. He's been a long-term ally on so many environmental health issues and an expert on what happens when we're exposed to PFAS chemicals. Dr. Carpenter.
Well, PFOS chemicals are very dangerous chemicals. They're known to cause cancer, specifically kidney cancer, bladder cancer, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. They interfere with thyroid function. Thyroid is the hormone that regulates our metabolism. And if you're hypothyroid, you tend to be fat, dull brain-wise, lacking in energy. Of greatest concern is that these chemicals, if a pregnant woman is exposed to them, there are going to be adverse birth defects. The infants are going to be born with low birth weight. They won't grow very well. A whole series of adverse health effects from these chemicals. Now, how are people exposed to them? Well, we know a lot about these chemicals being in drinking water because that's the situation we have at Hoosick Falls. But these are semi-volatile chemicals. That is to say that each of us here may be breathing them in right now. They can be bound to particulates or they can be solubilized in the air. Now, we know that we've had any number of photographs of dust storms coming off the landfill. If PFAS chemicals are in that dust, they're going to be bound to those particulates and also going to be volatilized. So that means that anybody in the vicinity, the children at the school, the residents in the area, those of us standing around, are vulnerable to be inhaling these chemicals. And that is going to increase our risk of all of these different diseases. Those chemicals are not supposed to be in this landfill, but clearly they are. And when we monitored for only 35 or 36 of the 5,000 different varieties of these chemicals, that is almost certainly, the measurements we have are almost certainly an underestimation of the total amount of those chemicals that are there. So we have to close this landfill. And we have to insist that they follow the regulation that says that these chemicals that are really stain-resistant, water-resistant chemicals, they're in fabrics and carpets and things like that, they should not be in concrete, in construction debris that's allowed to be put here. That is unacceptable. The dump should be closed for a variety of reasons, but this adds to the reasons why it should be closed. Thank you.
Next speaker is going to be Jack Conway from the town of East Greenbush. He's the town supervisor.
I came to represent the people in East Greenbush who are suffering, and I came to stand in solidarity with the people of Rensselaer who are suffering even more. How is it possible we're standing here? How has this not been resolved? And now things are going to get worse because the people who have been missing in action are the Department of Health. Okay, we know this is a quality of life disaster. Come and tell us, explain to us what the health implications are here, because it's not going to be good news and it could be dire. And now with coronavirus, is there any chance they're going to show up? Because think about this. Has anybody found any good news in the coronavirus thing? I did. Close the city of Rensselaer schools for a couple of weeks, send the kids home, and that's a good thing. When it's a good thing that you're sending your children home from school, we've lost our way. That this kind of situation is allowed to haunt, harass, and injure people, it can't go on. It has to stop.
We catch up with Tom Ellis, who is going to be speaking at an Albany Green Party event around a dam proposal, transmission line. That has been postponed. But Tom, why don't you give us a brief introduction who you would be speaking on behalf?
Hi, my name is Tom Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, and I would be speaking on behalf of the North American Mega Dam Resistance Alliance, which is a group in New York, New England, and across much of Canada now, which stands opposed to the destruction of rivers in Canada for the construction of hydroelectric stations with reservoirs behind them for the export of electricity to the United States. And our concerns are that rivers are being destroyed, have been destroyed in Quebec and in Labrador for this purpose over the last 50 or 60 years. And the destruction of the rivers, it destroys the rivers as free-flowing water bodies, and it poisons the water because the mercury that's in the ground under the river gets transformed chemically into methyl mercury, which poisons the fish and the aquatic life and any animals or people or birds that eat the fish. When the river valley gets flooded, it can no longer absorb, the vegetation can no longer absorb carbon out of the atmosphere, and the rotting vegetation underwater releases methane into the air. So it's a climate change problem as well. And we believe that with the extremely serious environmental crisis that we face on the earth, that we should not be destroying rivers anymore. And so we have this international alliance, and we're trying to block block the construction of transmission lines between Quebec and New York and Quebec and Maine, Quebec and Massachusetts through Maine.
And I understand that so far it looks like New York City is actually going to put up, maybe $1 billion contract or so for this, and doesn't seem like so far the Cuomo administration is opposed to this.
It's hard to figure out what the Cuomo administration's policy is, but when they say nothing and when they help the developer, I can only conclude that they want it. And it's called the Champlain-Hudson Power Express that would go from the New York-Quebec border to Queens. The mayor of New York City, de Blasio, surprised everybody on Earth Day, calling for the construction of Chippy. And then a few weeks later, he said the city of New York might issue the bonds to pay for the construction of it. De Blasio and his people know that this power would come from rivers in Canada that are being destroyed. He's just ignoring the facts. It's really tragic that he passes himself off as being an environmentalist and in favor of renewable electricity and energy. It's foolish in other ways too, because bringing electricity down from Canada only creates a few jobs in New York State and very few in New York City. I mean, like a handful, maybe a dozen or two. Whereas investing money in clean, safe, renewable electricity in New York City would generate tens of thousands of jobs if it was done well. Like, there was a study 5 or 6 years ago that said 5,000 megawatts of solar electricity could be installed on the roofs of buildings in New York City. If even one-fifth of that was done over the next 20 or 30 years, it would generate thousands of jobs for sheet metal workers and for plumbers and roofers and electricians and laborers. And it would be a tremendous jobs program for New York City. And then the electricity would be generated locally. It would be win-win all around. The money that would pay for it would stay in New York City rather than being exported to Canada.
And so what are some of the decision makers or points at this point with this project?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, can Governor Cuomo stop it? Can the Public Service Commission? Who has the power at this point to halt this thing?
I think the Public Service Commission has the power to halt it. I think the federal government has the power to halt it. I think if this mayor of New York City withdrew his support, that might be the end of it. It doesn't mean that it wouldn't be something similar to it wouldn't be proposed in 5 or 10 years again, but there's many people who could stop it.
And what should people be doing at this point who are concerned about it?
I think they should be contacting the governor and the Public Service Commission and the mayor of New York City, urging them to invest money in safe, truly renewable electricity within New York State and within New York City, rather than investing it in river-wrecking electricity from Canada that's going to be transported hundreds of miles or even 1,000 miles from where it's generated.
And if people want more information about this issue at this point, you got a website?
Yeah, the North American Mega Dams Resistance has a website. If you look that up on the internet, you'll find it very quickly. And there's a lot of information there.
And we've been talking with Tom Ellis, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.